With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration has hit Iran with a new round of sanctions.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's newest Olympic heroes were the toast of the nation's capital yesterday.
The gold medal-winning U.S. men's Olympic hockey team has visited President Donald Trump at the White House and later received about a two-minute bipartisan standing ovation during his State of the Union address. Trump also announced that the women's hockey team, which also defeated Canada to win gold, will visit the White House. The women's team had declined an invitation to attend the State of the Union due to the timing of the address. Trump also said goalie Connor Hellebuck will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Winter is keeping its frigid grip across parts of the Northeast as light snow moved across the area where cities are still trying to dig out from a storm earlier this week. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
It's about 1 to 1.5 inches of snow across southern New York, into New York City area, western Long Island, northern New Jersey. Some areas, you know, a little bit less than an inch, some areas a little bit more than an inch. So it wasn't a major accumulation, but again, you know, just some additional insult to injury after the big snowstorm the other day.
And Orovec warns that more snow is on the way. Two separate systems could drop a few inches of snow between now and early next week. On Wall Street, about 20 minutes from the close, the Dow was up by 305 points, the NASDAQ up about 300. This is SRN News. Vanderbilt University Medical Center gets out of the transgender operations business.
The hospital is just the latest to stop providing sex change operations for fear of being cut off from federal funding by President Trump. But Vanderbilt is a notable case because it was there in 2022 that one of its executives was caught on video defending sex change operations because, quote, these surgeries make a lot of money. The president has vowed not to let any taxpayer dollars be spent on medical procedures designed to help persons live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
In his State of the Union address last night, President Trump said there's been a surge in religion interest during his first year in office.
We love religion, and we love bringing it back, and it's coming back at levels that nobody actually thought possible. It's really a beautiful thing to see.
The president attributed the revival in part to deceased Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard University amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Summers, who had been on leave since November and whose name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files, will leave at the end of the school year. He will remain on leave until then. Summers served as a Treasury Secretary under former President Bill Clinton and then led Harvard as president for 5 years, starting in 2001. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
House lawmakers have rejected a bill requiring aircraft locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions like last year's crash near Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board has recommended the aircraft locator system since 2008. There is debate still ongoing about which type of system would be best. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.